It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're going to talk a little bit about finding your church home if you don't have one, because it is more than a seat when you find your church home. And you know, you were never really meant to walk alone. Scripture comes from Hebrews 10:24-25. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, but encouraging one another. You know, there's a big difference between being alone and being isolated. Jesus often withdrew to solitary places to pray, but he never lived in isolation. He chose 12. He walked with three, and he sent them out two by two. Even the Son of God modeled shared life. And from the beginning, God declared to us, it is not good that man should be alone. That's in Genesis. And the truth reaches beyond marriage. It speaks to the design of our souls, because we were formed for fellowship. And sometimes it's hard trying to find that church that fits you and you feel like it's a comfort zone. So that's a little bit about what we want to talk about. Scripture is filled with one another commands, like love one another, bear one another's burdens, pray for one another, encourage one another. And these commands require proximity. You cannot fulfill them from a distance. You know, some believers attend church, but they just stay disconnected. They sit in a seat. They never actually step into the relationship. Yet Hebrews tells us gathering is not optional. It's formative. And when we gather, we are stirred. When we gather, we are strengthened. And when we gather, we are seen. Because faith has a communal architecture. It's like embers in the fire. It separates the coals cool quicker. And of course, together they burn brighter. So there are a lot of different things that we need to think about when we're thinking about going to church. And I thought about this yesterday because my home church is celebrating 25 years. That church actually started in the most bizarre places, and I won't get into details over that, but they have grown and they've been celebrating 25 years. And I thought so much about how hard it is to find your church home. People say, I don't want to go to church. I can worship God from home. But you can't fellowship if you're sitting on your couch. The best thing to do is get out and go to different churches. I know it feels a little weird when you walk in somewhere and you don't know anybody, but how are you going to find your church home if you don't give it a try? Ask yourself the question today, because of course you were never meant to walk alone in this life, and the church is not merely a place you attend. So ask yourself the question, are you spiritually connected or are you just informed? Do you need to develop those relationships? That's how this daily devotional started. It started on a daily devotional journey that we called Love One Another's and How to Love One Another's. We started that over a year and a half ago, and it was a 59-day journey. We need to reach out today to at least one person in your church community. Maybe send a message, ask for a prayer, offer encouragement, begin moving from spectator to participant, because that's how you get involved at church. So you don't know anybody, it's okay. So you don't have fancy dress shoes, it's okay to show up. We take you as you are. Just pick a church this weekend and give it a try. It may not be the best fit for you, but I promise you, you will find the one that meets your needs, the one where you feel whole, the one where you feel the community, where you feel the people wrap their arms around you in love. But you gotta give it a try first. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, forgive us for the times that we've tried to live this faith independently, and create in us a desire for an authentic fellowship. We need that. Lead us into a church family where we can give both and, of course, receive encouragement, and teach us to belong, not just to show up and attend, but to participate. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.